Today is Excellent Educators Day here on 92.1 MyFM. Brian Haas is the robotics teacher at Banting Memorial High School in Alliston. Was teaching something you always wanted to do?
I definitely fell into teaching when I got involved with one of my other passions, which is being on the water. And I ended up working in a school, not as a teacher, but as an extra hand with a sailing program. And through that, fell in love with working with the teenagers and went back to school to become a teacher.
Do you find that you are learning alongside with your students?
One of my philosophies with teaching the robotics class is that I teach problem solving. We actually refer to it as a challenge instead of a problem. So it's all about solving challenges and how to approach challenges and take them on. And I find a lot of joy in teaching kids the skills to take on any challenge, because in my mind, it's not robotics I'm teaching, it's life lessons. And I'm using robotics to teach those lessons.
Now, speaking of challenges, is there anything that you find to be particularly challenging when teaching students?
The biggest challenge is the motivation of the students. Once you can get a student interested in learning and wanting to learn, the learning becomes easy. It's that first hook, and how do you get a student to actually want to care about the topic you're teaching, whether it's science or math or robotics? You need to get them interested. And once a student's interested in learning, then it's more about just guiding them along their path of learning and giving them tools and tricks to overcome the obstacles of learning and to learn on their own and try to create a life learner out of them. But when kids don't want to learn, it's a giant uphill battle and very difficult.
Do you have some advice for people who might be thinking about becoming teachers themselves?
You have to have a personality where at the end of the day, it's hard to measure your direct success. You can't at the end of the day say, wow, look what I did. You can create great tests and quizzes and worksheets and give them out, and then you don't know yet if the students are learning anything. So that sort of patience in a personality is very important. Also, you have to realize that you have to commit a lot to being a teacher. You know, you have to invest in the students, and that's one of the ways that you get kids to give back, is you make them feel that you are important to them. So once they feel important, they usually work a little harder. So you got to give a lot to be a good teacher.
Are there any moments that you can think of where you are particularly proud of your students?
I am very excited about what the students can accomplish. We run through about a $15,000 budget to build these robots and for entrance fees and all the support that goes with it. And we're one of the lowest, in terms of money spent, we're one of the lowest ones in the competition. And the robots these kids build are just phenomenal. And the complexity to the coding, to the wiring, they're amazing. And I see myself as somebody who's just guiding them along. And at the end of the day, I couldn't build the robot they built. As a group, they've surpassed anything I can do. So that's always a really proud moment to have.
Well, thank you. We have been speaking with Mr. Brian Haas, the robotics teacher at Banting Memorial High School in Alliston. Thank you for taking the time today.